From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, April 13th. Coming up, part two of our five-part series from Harvest Public Media on Midwest waterways. Today, we learn about higher levees on the Missouri River to protect one town from flooding. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. In the battle over how Illinois should draw legislative maps for the next decade, the two parties are pointing fingers on who has the Latino community's best interests at heart. Hannah Meisel has more.
Congressman Rodney Davis, a Republican from Taylorville, vehemently disagrees with Illinois Democrats' approach to drawing new political maps. But on Monday, he gave them a directive.
We have one Hispanic congressional district. Should we draw another Hispanic congressional district? Absolutely.
Republicans say Democrats' choice to forge ahead with the map-making process without official census data would undercount the state's Latino population. Census data is severely delayed due to the pandemic. But State Senator Omar Aquino, a Chicago Democrat who's spearheading the state Senate's redistricting efforts, says he has doubts about last year's census data, too, and accused Republicans of being hypocritical.
They like to talk and pick and choose when they wanted to be defenders of communities or defenders of the Constitution, but when it's convenient for them.
Democrats want to avoid giving the GOP a chance for partisan advantage by approving the new maps before June 30th. Blowing that deadline would take it out of the legislature's hands. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The state of Illinois received a C- on an infrastructure report card released this week by the White House. This while the Biden administration pushes a $2 trillion jobs and infrastructure package in Washington. One reason for Illinois' low grade is the age and quality of public transportation in the state. According to the report, more than a fifth of trains and other transit vehicles in Illinois are past their prime. Laura Calderon is the executive director of the Illinois Public Transportation Association. She applauds the president's proposal to invest $85 billion into public transportation nationwide.
We just need continued investment. The state's got a pretty good plan in place, although the current proposed budget for FY22 does propose some cuts in transit funding.
Calderon says by imposing cuts on transit operations, those services will have to dip into capital funding in order to remain in operation. In a new book, Senator Tammy Duckworth recalls the day she nearly died when her Army helicopter was fired on by insurgents in Iraq. She says her survival inspired her book's title, Every Day is a Gift. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Duckworth says she only remembers part of that day in 2004 when the Army helicopter she was co-piloting in Iraq was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. Speaking on the 21st, Duckworth said the pilot in command told her they thought the attack had killed her, but they found out otherwise.
I didn't get a tourniquet. My sergeant, Sergeant Chris Spears, recognized that I was still bleeding, so he's the first person to realize that Tammy doesn't have a tourniquet, but her heart must be pumping because she's still bleeding.
Duckworth lost both her legs in the attack and says even reading her account of it for the audiobook edition of her memoir was difficult for her, but she says she wrote about it to honor the crew she served with and the doctors and nurses who saved her. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois reported more than 2,400 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, including 18 additional deaths. The state's seven-day case positivity rate continues to rise. It's now at 4.4%, up from 3.8% a week ago. Champaign County reported 40 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases is 399, up by 10 from the day before. The county has gone 13 days without a COVID-19 death. 12 Champaign County residents are hospitalized with the coronavirus. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves a larger region, reported 22 COVID-19 patients in its weekly report, with 6 in intensive care. The total number of Champaign County residents fully vaccinated against COVID-19 surpassed 55,000 over the weekend. That's more than a quarter of the county's total population and nearly one-third its vaccine-eligible population. Still to come, we'll learn about an Iowa town that's gotten permission to build a higher levee along the Missouri River. That story from Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Levees protect people, towns, and agriculture from flooding. But 2 years ago, parts of the Missouri River and its tributaries reached record crests, and many levees failed. Now there's a rare effort to build a levee higher to better protect one southwest Iowa town. Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports.
Hamburg is a town of 1,100 people in the southwest corner of Iowa. It sits 5 miles from the Missouri River. Just outside of town, the Ditch 6 levee stretches for 1.5 miles, shielding Hamburg from runoff from hills to the north and east. But lifelong resident Darren Hendrickson says that's not its only purpose.
Now it's becoming a levee to protect us from the Missouri River.
Hamburg's seen its share of flooding in recent decades. The Corps of Engineers has contracted Hendrickson's construction company to build the sand and clay levee 8 feet higher. Hendrickson's hope for the future is simple.
Just flood protection, being able to sleep at night, knowing that things are safe.
People in Hamburg have wanted this levee built higher for a decade. As floodwaters rushed toward the town in June 2011, the Corps worked with Hendrickson and others to raise the height of the levee. Hamburg was spared, but the addition was only temporary. The Corps said the construction wasn't ideal, so Hamburg needed to either tear it down or rebuild it to proper code. The cost to make it permanent? Nearly $5 million. Residents filled the town's main street for a flash mob to raise the money in a video posted to YouTube.
Levee, levee, save us from the river. Levee, levee.
Hamburg didn't reach its goal, so the town had to take down the extra dirt. Then in March 2019, they faced a similar problem, but they didn't have time to shore up the levee. The Missouri River spilled over the top of the levee and submerged two-thirds of the town. The floodwaters stuck around for months, but from the devastation came state and federal funding, enough for a permanent levee raise.
People have made a lot of exceptions for us, and we recognize it, and we're very grateful. We're not a town that's used to getting help.
Hamburg Mayor Kathy Crane says she feels blessed. The town has a small annual budget and could never pay for the levee on its own.
We're just a little town. We have 5 employees. I'm a volunteer mayor.
Hamburg's case is unique. Raising levees around here is rare because levee owners have to show there's a need, and studies have to make sure that they won't push water onto nearby communities. Matt Kraske with the Omaha District of the Corps says higher levees can create a lot of bad feelings.
We take great pains to make sure that if somebody is wanting to do something like this, that it's studied properly and it's looked at so that the risk isn't transferred and that everybody is fully aware of what's going on.
In Hamburg's case, Kraske says the levee is not a main one along the river, so it won't push water onto anyone else. He says the Corps hasn't received any other requests at this time to raise levees. But that doesn't mean people don't want higher levees. Sandy Graybill is with 2 levee districts in northwest Missouri, a little south of Hamburg. She says in a perfect world, she'd never go through another flood. But she doesn't think she'll see her district's levees raised anytime soon.
That is just not feasible. It's not going to happen because you have to raise the entire system along the Missouri River, both the right bank and the left bank. You can't just raise one section.
Environmental group American Rivers says it's not the height of the levees that's the problem, but where they're located. Eileen Shader with American Rivers says there are many spots where levees are too close to rivers. So she says the solution is to move levees farther back.
We want to give rivers enough room to safely accommodate the amount of flood water that they're going to be experiencing due to climate change. And if we do that, we are less likely to see levees be repeatedly damaged.
Shader says levees are expensive to repair or rebuild every time there's a flood, and moving them is a one-time investment. But in Hamburg, a higher levee proved itself against flooding nearly 10 years ago. Now the town hopes their one-time investment will hold up. Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.
That's part 2 of a 5-part series from Harvest Public Media on Midwest waterways. Hear part 3 tomorrow on 217 Today. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies again today with a high of 61 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Derek Cantu, Jim Meadows, and Katie Pikus. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.